Yeah, morning guys, morning everyone. So, interesting day here today. There had been much discussion about the lockdown and how much longer it will continue. We've had the evening news conference from the UK government taken by Dominic Raab. He is the Foreign Secretary. He is standing in for Boris Johnson while he recovers. And basically, Mr. Raab has said that, you know, don't expect an end to the lockdown. Don't expect any changes to the lockdown. So there is a scientific group of advisors meeting in the morning here, and a decision will be taken by Thursday. But bottom line is, you know, they're flagging this up already. The lockdown is not going to change. Numbers-wise, today in the UK, 717 fatalities as a result of COVID-19, and that takes the UK death toll in total now to past 11,300. And I've just been hearing in the past few minutes the French government, led by Emmanuel Macron, their president, they've extended their lockdown until May the 11th. So what's that? Another 4 weeks. That's what the French are doing. The Prime Minister is out of hospital. He is at Chequers, which is the country retreat that the British Prime Minister has the use of. It's in Buckinghamshire, probably about half an hour drive west of London at the moment, given that there's no traffic. His fiancée is there, and Boris Johnson is recuperating with her. No timescale on his return to work. Obviously, he will be taking a very, very keen interest on everything, but I think right now, given the really dramatic week he had on a personal basis, he will be wanting to just get himself 100% right before going back to work. We're nowhere near the peak of this yet, and Britain today went past 11,300 dead in total from COVID-19. I wish I had better news to give you from here.